You're listening to Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Basalt Town Council recently approved a development. It's been long in the making, like more than a decade. The Stotts Mill site is about 18 acres. It's across the Rio Grande Trail from Basalt High School. It was once a lumber mill, and on Tuesday, Basalt officials voted 5-0 for it to become a neighborhood. To learn more about the project, we turn to Aspen Public Radio's Wyatt Orm. Hi, Wyatt.
Hi.
So what's in it for the town? What do they get out of this development?
The town gets 113 new dwelling units. And Stotts Mill is within the town's urban growth boundary. Within it, they're willing to let building happen. They've extended services like water and sewer. The project will include deed-restricted housing. There will also be apartments for rent and single-family homes that will be free market homes. But the developer says they'll be pretty small, which will help rein in the price and keep them within reach for the valley's workforce. The property will also include two parks and a daycare center. And a few of the people who got up and spoke on Tuesday night during public comment period, they all spoke about how important daycare is for them.
So this project was already approved, right? It's been down this path before.
Yeah. The developer has been working on this project for over a decade. Back in 2009, the project had approval. The town was going to allow 110 units to be built. And obviously that would have gone forward. But then the recession hit, housing prices totally tanked, and the developer sat on the project. So they lost their vesting rights, which means they lost the right to build after a few years. So they reapplied. And the reason the project's been in the news a fair amount this year is because the development team proposed 156 units, which did not get approval from the board. So they came back, they pared that number down, and it was just approved. So they're kind of back to where they started right before the recession.
Do you have any sense for how much the houses will cost?
The developer told me they want them to be below market. And if all goes well, they will be breaking ground on the project in spring of next year. At the meeting on Tuesday, the town council also approved the first reading for the Basalt Vista project. And this is a collaboration between Habitat for Humanity, the Roaring Fork School District, and Pitkin County. And this project proposes about 27 units just south of Basalt High School.
Development in Basalt has been pretty contentious in the past. Can we just assume around 113 units is a sweet spot for the Basalt Town Council?
For this project, I guess so. It was interesting. Even some of the community members who got up and spoke during public comment period, they said they really didn't like the sound of 156 units, but somewhere in the 110, 113 realm, they were okay with that.
Okay, thank you, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
That was reporter Wyatt Orm speaking about the newly approved Stotts Mill project in Basalt. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.